531. PMN News at 3, kia ora ana en talafalo, I'm Tauriki Rongo. A state of emergency has been declared for Northland for at least a week. The declaration was made as heavy rains are predicted to hit Northland and Auckland this afternoon and this evening. Met Service says that Northland might get up to 40 millimetres of rain an hour. And the National Emergency Management Agency is warning that severe weather may cause flooding, slips and damage. The Mangere Swimming and Leisure Centre opened its doors this morning for families needing shelter and help. Mangere Otahuhu Local Board Chair Tauanu'u Nick Bukalish says they are anticipating an influx of families needing assistance in the coming days.
In Mangere, last night we only just set up the Civil Defence Centre at Waimanui Kiwa. At 11:30pm, a couple had turned up who displaced. They didn't know where to get help. They had been sleeping in their car since Friday.
The evacuation hub set up for West Aucklanders has been inundated by other Aucklanders this desperate for help. Many homes were without water or power, with families in Ranui among the worst affected. Fau Local Board Deputy Chair Fasitua Amosa is urging families that need help to make their way to the St. Leonard's Primary School.
An evacuation centre has been set up at St Leonard's Primary School. That's been in operation since, I think, Friday. You know, we're seeing people coming in from out of the Fau area, some people from Mangere, some people from Epsom, West Harbour. So that's set up there for anyone that's been affected by the floods. The Red Cross is down there, Carmel Sipaloni's been down there.
Among those badly affected was Pacific Morning's host, Aggie Tupou. She had to act fast to save her family from sewage flowing into her house in Avondale on Friday night. They all had to evacuate.
We were walking through literal crap in our house, and it was disgusting. I mean, it just filled right up and kept spilling over into our kitchen, over into our lounge, and then finally started coming into the hallway and into our room. I think between the span of maybe 3 to 5 minutes, just how quick, it just started flooding into our whare. It would have been okay if it was just water, but it was flooding literal crap into our house.
And finally, the Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown is under increasing pressure over his initial response to the floods. He's rejected the criticisms that he wasn't visible or fronting communications in the early hours of the flooding on Friday. But Councillor Josephine Bartley says it was clear from earlier on that actions needed to be taken.
There's a time to look and observe and monitor and analyse and come up with advice.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not hard to look on Facebook and TikTok and see everything that was happening, and then hear from people who are contacting you, they're stuck in their homes, that tells you, act.
And that's News at 3. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.